So what do you think are the issues that will top the agenda at this year's forum, and what new areas do you think we can expect to be addressed?
Well, I think this year, the very emergency and the thing will be top of the agenda, I think that will be the industrialization. Because we all understand that in China, now we are facing the economic restructure and also how to transfer those extra productivity and the industrial capacity. And in Africa, same thing. Earlier this year, the African Union has adopted their 2063 agenda. So the very important area in that agenda, that will be the industrialization and also infrastructure building. So those two areas are linked with China's new folks very well. Because last year when Chinese Premier Li Keqiang visited Africa, he put forward a three network building in Africa, which means the aviation network, the railway network, and the road network.
And what are some of the achievements that China and Africa have made through this mechanism of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation?
So in the past 15 years, a lot of achievements have been made. For example, now over 5,000 kilometers of those railway and also more than 4,000 kilometers of road has been already built through China's contribution. And also a lot of new projects, and those projects can generate a lot of job opportunity. And plus, through those projects building, and then the technical transfer has been made. And in order to make those projects in a sustainable way, and then all those Chinese management people there, they have to have a joint venture with the local people, and then to pass the technical know-how, and then to teach them. So that's the thing has been done through those years.
And this year's forum has been upgraded from the ministerial level to the summit level. In what ways does this summit represent a new step forward?
The very first thing, I think, because this summit has been taken place in Africa, this is the very first time. Even this thing itself, I think, speaks a lot. For example, now we can see a lot of sub-forum has been taken place in South Africa. So those sub-forum, it can draw a lot of participants from different backgrounds. So it means the greatest ownership has been shown by African side themselves. Secondly, I think this upgraded from minister level to the summit level shows both Chinese leadership and Africans' leadership in a whole, they all want to push this China-African cooperation forward. Because right now, China is facing the economic downturn. In Africa, same thing happening. So how to those China and Africa to make joint hands to deal with those challenges, to overcome those difficulties? So that's the thing, now draw the China-Africans together.